Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da, it's Funny Friday. Friday's always funny when it's a Friday. Fun, we have fun. Always a good time. Multitasking like crazy this morning. But we'll have some fun. Chat room's open. First step, log in. Thank you, first step, for logging in. And holidays are coming. Yes, they are.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger, so I asked, what would my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her, while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy.
Carosa. Can't go wrong with Tom Carosa. All right. Oh, look at my chat room is all a wacko room. I got all my wacks here. The Wacko Network and Wacko Bob and Richard Smart. Oh, my gosh. Oh, one of you, who's got my email? Somebody email me. I'll send you a Thanksgiving clip if I haven't already. So let's see, for your Thanksgiving show, IWS Radio, I'm not sure who that, I Own a Trailer, hey, look who's in the house. Wow, everybody, George Bettinger and Chuck Skull with his weekend show and Steve Mendoza show. Where's Steve Mendoza? There he is, Steve Mendoza. When'd you pop in there? Oh, Steve Mendoza, I think you have a brunch show, don't you? Wow, what a nice full house going on here. And lots going on. I guess everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. Steve Mendoza's show yesterday, very informative on the cooking of the turkey and why it's better, what's the difference between dressing and stuffing. Who knew? And why not to cook the stuffing inside the bird. That was a fascinating show. I learned so much about turkey cooking yesterday. That was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome, what can I say? And, oh, boy, look at all the guys. Thank you, Whack-O Network. My CD is sold four this week. Thanks to everybody who's buying or downloading. It's so nice of you all. Getting ready for my Christmas comedy. Tonight I'll be at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. Yes, it is a real venue. On 14th Street between A and B, closer to B. It's in the back room. And I'll be performing at No Name and a Bag of Chips. And I'll be doing a giveaway. So you want to be there. You just want to be there because it's the place to be. Okay. What else is going on here? Oh, here's a new one from Tom Cruise. I want to play this one.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you?
Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell. I thought that June would be ringtime, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places, she liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke, yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy, her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. To me was just one big thrill, yeah, nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? Oh, she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of
Camisa Tickle.
Just a minute, I got it written down here on a piece of paper. And a nice man wrote the time down for me this morning.
Then why do you carry it around with you, I guess?
Well, if anybody asks me the time, I can show it to them.
Wait a minute, Deckers, my good man.
What is it, fellow?
It's written on this bit of paper. What is 8 o'clock, he's written.
I know that, my good fellow. That's right. When I asked a fella to write it down, it was 8 o'clock.
Well, then, supposing when somebody asks you the time, it isn't 8 o'clock.
Well, then I don't show it to them.
Well, how do you know when it's 8 o'clock?
I got it written down on a piece of paper.
I wish I could afford a piece of paper with the time written on.
Oh.
Here, Echo.
Yeah?
Let me hold that piece of paper to my ear, would you? Here. This piece of paper ain't going.
What? I've been told a forgery.
No wonder it stopped at 8 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
You should get one of them things my granddad's got.
Oh.
His firm give it to him when he retired.
Oh.
It's one of them things, what it is, that wakes you up at 8 o'clock, boils the kettle, and pours a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. What's it called,
My grandma.
Oh, wait a minute. How does she know when it's 8 o'clock?
She got it written down on a piece of paper.
That was for you, Wacko Network. That one was for you. I love the Goons. Anyway, I love that. Iona Trailer's in the house. Hey, Iona. I love the Goons. I'm looking for some of their stuff now, too. And anyway, they're just so funny. So funny, you know. And it's, I don't know if you can even find their CDs anymore. But love their work. Love their work. Okay, let's have some more improvised radio shows from Tom Carosa's radio show. This is called Your Husband.
Trying to kill me? I wasn't sure. I kept finding so many different little things that would support the fear that he was trying to kill me, but...
Hotel Carter, I'm home. Oh, darling, I've thought about you all day long. Every moment I was there in that studio, I thought I'd want to get home to my terracotta, my lovely little wife.
Honey, Carl, my darling, how was psych class?
It was very nice. It was one of the students' birthdays, and she brought some passion fruit terracotta. I brought some for you.
Oh, dear, I'm not thirsty. I already drank a lot of Gatorade earlier.
Well, you know, a visitor I brought home with us today, terracotta. Somebody I think you should talk to. His name is...
Eraserhead?
Well, that's his nickname. His professional name is Dr. Karp.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Terracotta. I'm Carl's young wife.
I know. I know all about you. He's told me all about you many times.
You see, Dr. Karp is a very good friend of mine. We play racquetball together on Tuesday nights, and we talk about you often, Terracotta.
Dr. Karp, I have some physoderm that if you'd like to get rid of some of those scales on your skin,
Would you like to rub me with something?
Why do you ask?
You mentioned it. That's a good thing.
You see, Dr. Karp, my wife here has a terrible fear of girdles. She's a very slovenly woman. She eats way too much, and I've actually, well, seen her eat a whole can of frosting with her hand. We've all chipped in and bought our girdle, and she's terrified of it.
That's not true, darling. It's just that you bought me a whole girdle that was 10 sizes too tight. I just wondered why you'd want me to...
That's why I want you to talk to Dr. Karp Terracotta.
Honey, it's over your phone.
I want you to overcome yourself. I want you to break your own ice. I want you to expand mentally, not physically, like the fat cow you've become.
No, I have to go out to the backyard. I have to go out to the pit. Please, excuse me.
Those are her friends. Her friends, the pit bulls.
I understand.
So, you like pit bulls. You put on a lot of weight. You can't fit in girdles anymore. It just tells me one thing.
Yes? Your husband is trying to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's what I
thought. A brilliant deduction.
Oh, Terracotta, honey, you didn't drink the cherry coke I fixed for you, darling.
Darling, it was laced with cyanide, and you know it. I saw you drop something in there with your ring. I saw it. Don't think I didn't know. The music is going over and over again. Can you hear it?
Maybe she didn't eat the cherry coke that I put before her, but she did chew the eraser off that pencil, too. And that eraser...
I'm so dizzy. I'm so tired.
Which is normal after eating poison as you have.
What are you two trying to do to me? Why? Why me?
I want you out of the way so we can live together in peace.
That's true, Terracotta. Krupp and I want to erase every memory of you. We don't want any trace of you in this mansion.
Oh, how will you ever get rid of me without people knowing?
We know your secret fear of hair dryers.
And we've developed a little puddle on the floor in the bathroom. The next time you dry your hair with an electric hair dryer...
Yeah, well...
You will be dead.
How are you going to make me do it, huh?
Oh, dear, I just spilled my drink on your hair, Terracotta. Oh. Maybe you should go into the bathroom
and bring a pit bull with you.
Come on, Rudy. Rudy, let's go to the bathroom. I have to dry my hair.
It'll only take moments now.
Miss Mama.
It'll be you and I. Without Terracotta,
we can analyze each other until the cows come home.
No! 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 Why should I dry my hair? Mom! Why?
Your hair is wet. That's why you should dry it.
Your hair is wet.
A woman with wet hair must always dry it.
I should dry my wet sticky. But my hair is sticky. It's not wet. It's sticky. I never dry my hair when it's sticky. You can't kill me. I won't allow it. I'm not some bimbo you met. I'm not something you met in a Japanese restaurant that you decided to name Terracotta.
Terracotta, put the pit bull down.
That was the last I saw of Terracotta and the last I saw of Dr. Karp. For Rudolph the pit bull chewed them both to unrecognizable states. I found a pair of lips. One was hers, one was his. They were kissing on the floor.
Talented. Look at this chat room. It's Wacko Bob. It's Vicky Chats. It's the Wacko Network. It's the Steve Mendoza Show. It's Richard B. Smart. George Bettinger, Clotsy, Chuck Skull, and guest after guest after guest. What a wild morning we're having here. Why, I think we need a promo.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! When is it, Kylie? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have, Nancy Lombardo, right here at Comedy Concepts.
I love it. Okay, Chuck Skull, you're on weekends, aren't you? I believe you're on with Kate Vickion. Clapsy's in the house. Clapsy. George Bettinger, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dreamstream Radio. Also on Dreamstream Radio, you can find Steve Mendoza. And that, I love the Thanksgiving show. That was my favorite. That was so good. Steve Mendoza Show and on Dreamstream Radio. Just Google and Facebook them. The Wacko Network. Everything good goes on at the Wacko Network. They are a funny group. They are just so real and natural and funny. Yes, Saturday and Sunday, it's Chuck Skull's show with Claps, with Kat Vicchione. Okay, George Bettinger, who? Iona Trail is in the house. Hey, Iona. How are you doing there, Dreamstream Radio? You can hear George Bettinger today at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. I just like saying that. Anyway, my chat room is so full. Oh, Betty Jo Tucker, I see you on the phone. I'm trying to see. I can't even see. My chat room is so full, I can't see how many people are in the chat room. I'm looking. Is that Wacko Bob? This is a. I'm not doing anything here. Oh, there we go. Wow. This is the most full it's ever been. This is fantastic. Fantastic. Betty Jo Tucker, I haven't forgotten you calling in on the phone line there. Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, anything you want to know about movies, you will find out from Betty Jo. I went to see 12 Years a Slave, Betty Jo. Very good movie. I thought 12 Years a Slave. How long have I been married? 23? Anyway, this Tuesday, Thanksgiving week, Betty Jo Tucker, what is she doing? will be dark during Thanksgiving week, but I think you'll love her next show the following Tuesday, December 3rd. It's called Two Christmases and features George Bettinger and Lizette Bettinger reading the first chapter of It Had to Be Us. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, that's so nice. And that's your book, Betty Jo, isn't it? I believe so. And they can buy it online. I think it's available in Kindle as well. And you might want to pick up Confessions of a Movie Addict, a great Christmas gift, a great Christmas gift all around. I love my chat room. Oh, my gosh. Look at all of you. Look at all of you. This is so fantastic. Okay, let's keep it moving. Remember, tonight I'll be at Auto Shrunkenhead and Tiki Bar. And you won't want to miss that if you're in the New York City area. If you're not in the New York City area, you can, let's see, watch me on television or, okay, in the New York City area on three channels at 7 p.m. And that's channels 83, 56, or 34, depending who your carrier is. At 7 p.m., the Nancy Lombardo Show. You can also watch it worldwide on the Internet as well. So that is good. Did I forget anybody? I hope not. Thank you, Wacko Guys. You don't have to end your show early. I go an extra 15 minutes. You can come in at the end. But thank you for doing that and being so supportive. Yeah, Wacko Network. Yeah.
It was a special day, a day that I will remember for all of my life. I went back to Peachtown, USA. And there, I saw some familiar faces that I knew all of my life.
Good morning, Bucky. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you, Mrs. Wagstaff?
Well, we're doing fine. Don't sit on the wicker. You know you're allergic to it.
That's right. That's right. I remember now. I'm allergic to wicker. And look over there. It's the dishwasher from the Peaches Cafe.
Well, hey, Bucky. How you doing, son?
Oh, just fine, Joe. Just fine.
Did you come back to help us celebrate Halloween again?
Yes, I did. I did. I had an awful dream, you two.
Oh,
I dreamt that Peachtown, USA went up in flames. That before our very eyes, this beautiful little town was nothing but a pile of dust and ash.
Well, now...
A nasty dream that was.
Mm-hmm.
Very silly dream, if you ask me.
But it's not true, is
it? No, we're still here. We're still happy and friendly and spunky as ever.
Ah, and you're still washing dishes, and you're still making wicker chairs.
Yes, don't sit on the wicker. Remember, you're allergic to it.
Well, I'll remember.
Okay.
Are you going to help me carve this here pumpkin, Bucky?
I think I will. But you know, if you put a candle in that pumpkin, that's a fire hazard. Why the whole town could go up.
Oh, nonsense, Bucky. We don't worry about things like that. Not here in a peach of a town like our town.
That's right. You finish carving up the pumpkin, and I'll wash down the porch with gasoline.
Okay. And I'll go get the acetylene torch to light up that little wicker candle.
Okie dokie.
We're having peaches flambé for dessert, so you be sure to stick around, Bucky.
I would love to. There, the pumpkin is done.
Oh, your hands are a mess. Here, wash them with kerosene, young man.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, here's the torch.
Okie dokie.
Who's gonna light it?
I will. I'll do it.
Oh, good, Bucky. We're so proud of you.
We'll go run behind the tree. Come on now.
How are you doing over there, Bucky?
I'm okay. I never worked a lighter like this before.
Just strike it against your forehead.
Okay, Bucky.
Happens every time he comes home.
I know. It's so funny.
Oh, you bet. Terrible.
We're really having a good time here, I'll tell you that much.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Didn't think you were leaving without this one, right? Bye.
friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
And thank you, Steve Mendoza. Steve, your show is, I'm raving about it, Steve. It's just terrific. Everybody, follow Steve Mendoza on Facebook and also George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop. And also the Wacko Wacko Network, turning out good things all the time. There's a show, Chuck Skull, that'll be this weekend with Kate Vecchione. So check them out, the Wacko Network, Blog Talk Radio, Chuck Skull. I think if they Google Chuck Skull, they can find it too. And what you want to do is you want to follow the shows. If you can, follow them on Facebook and follow them on Blog Talk Radio, like Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker. Interested to get Betty Jo's feedback on all the new movies coming out now. There's tons of screenings galore, and I'm missing them all. Where's my free CDs for being in SAG? That's what I want to know. The Wacko Network. Vicky Chats, all the way from Greece in the room. Klopsy. Are you in Canada? I always forget where Klopsy's from. But I must not forget I Own a Trailer, who tells me her jealous boyfriend, Buck, is also on my show, but I keep him under control most of the time. He helps me out a lot at our double wide up on Mount Trashmore. We have been beautified and built a secret still underneath the mountain. Ooh, Klopsy's in Ohio. Okay, so you can listen Tuesdays to Southern Comfort on Dream Stream Radio with Iona and Buck. Southern Comfort on Dream Stream Radio. I just like saying it that way. You can also listen to George Benger on Dream Stream Radio today at 4 p.m. Join his little Facebook Mom and Pop Shop chat room, and you can chat while he plays some of your favorite songs, and he always plays my favorite songs, so that's always a good thing. The Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays. It's Wacko Bob, Richard B. Smart, Kate Vecchione, Chuck Skull. I don't know. There's so many of you in that room. Klopsy's got to go to work now. Everybody say goodbye to Klopsy. Thank you, Klopsy from Ohio. All right. Watch out for tornadoes. Okay. Have I gotten everybody? Iona, I think I got Chuck Skull. Okay. Richard B. Smart. Richard, you are the most generous man. You're always sending me the stuff I need when I need it. And it's just so nice of you. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's keep it moving. I was trying to download something for you guys, but it's still processing. Maybe I can get around it. We'll see. Let me play something else in the meantime while we're waiting. How about that?
Heave,
you wanted the score, right? If we're going to be able to do this, we're going to have to do this forward as well as backwards. Ready?
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, hey, hey!
Oh, God, it's Mr. Jim.
Oh, boy, you kids are really cutting up the rug here.
Thanks, Mr. Jim.
Well, I guess that dancing's better than sex with Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Jim, you know...
Yeah, why is it there?
We were kind of hoping you would lose weight. I still feel really jello-y here.
Your brace?
No, our brace is next to me.
I'm brace.
Hey, you fellas aren't wearing your name tags. I mean, here at Club Get It On, we all wear our name tags. That's how we meet. That's how we singles get together.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were dancing, sir.
But the name tags are on little pieces of toilet paper, Mr. Jim. I don't feel comfortable wearing that. I mean, that women might look at that and not get the wrong idea.
We've got a few budget constraints this year, but I think you all saw we're having the Woody Allen retrospective.
Well, yeah, it's in the front of the rowboat, I know.
Yeah,
well,
on the tent on the rowboat there, we're going to show some movies. I've got a little 8mm collection of all those films. Come on, Club, get it on. It's about kind of swinging twice.
Well, can I ask you something, Mr.
Yeah,
Jim?
Sure, you're Heath?
Yeah, I'm Heath, yes. Well, you know, it's not very Buddha-like of us to be here on the Make It Club Get It On. What is it called again?
Club Get It On.
Club Get It On, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I
feel kind of spiritual. I don't want to be physical right now. Does that bother you?
No, not at all. There's no women here. You shouldn't have any problems.
Wait. Mr. Jim, there's no women here?
Well, all right. There's a temporary woman shortage. I wouldn't say there's no women here. It's just that there's no females here, all right?
No, Heath. This is not in the brochure.
I know, but look, it's a cleansing experience, Brace. Just think
cleansing, schnozing. Cleansing's not what I came on vacation for.
Well, look, we could watch the Woody Allen film. Stardust Memories is on tonight.
Oh, no, we gotta cancel that one.
Bananas?
Any Hall,
maybe? Remember when he was on the Carson show back in 63?
Yeah, I do.
Multitasking, I'm editing at the same time because I have my TV show here. I'm trying to get something up for you guys here for my special Wacko Network. Let me see if I have it here. Did I find it? All right, let me see if I can do this. Okay, wait a minute. I thought I had it up here. But I want to thank everybody for joining in today. This has been a great fun show. Very fun, very fun. Where is it? There it is. Oh, I found it. All right. Okay, let me thank everybody, and then I dedicate the song to the Wacko Network and George Benjamin and Chuck Skull and Steve Mendoza and Vicky Chats and Wacko Bob and, of course, Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m., except next Tuesday. But you know what? Even though she's not there, you can listen to her in archives. Always good. Oh, Vicky Chats left. All right. I'm going to try and do this, guys. Let me see if I can get this. Wait, here we go. Wait, let me try and get the sound rep, and I want to see if I get this. Wait, nope, it's not the one I want to get. Okay, I'm trying this for you guys. Let me see if I can do this. Ugh, it's not working. Let me try something else here. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It's been great having you here, and this, if we can hear it, goes out to the whole Wacko Network and all my friends and Dreamstream Radio and everybody. Here it goes. Let me go.
Permission taken.
Just a minute, I got it written down here on a piece of paper. A nice man wrote the time down for me this morning. Ying dong.
gotta love them. Gotta love them. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, you can get Merry Christmas on CD Baby. Thank you for everybody for helping me try to sell my seasonal CD. I'll be putting together another compilation CD in January of some of the comedy things you've heard on this show and plus more. So I want to thank Iona Trailer and Southern Comfort for tuning in. The Wacko Network, Wacko Bob, Richard B. Smart, he sure is, George Bettinger, Chuck Skull, listen to him this weekend. I believe it's Saturday and Sunday night. Chuck Skull, yeah, check him out with Kate Ficchione on the Wacko Network. All the wackos, thank you so much. You're so generous, everyone, and everybody have a terrific day. And remember, you can watch me, www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the Nancy Lombardo Show, which I always miss because I'm out performing on Friday nights, and I'm going to miss it tonight because I'll be at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar if you're around. Come check out. It's a free show. Buy a drink. Win prizes. See funny, brilliant people like me. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is Nancy Lombardo. I have my own song now. Nancy, do you like that? Yeah, I like it.
Yeah!
Well, what are you going to do? When you got to go?
Yeah, that's all, folks.
You got to go. Thank you all for tuning in. You're all wonderful, and you all have a terrific day. And share a smile and remember the elderly. Please remember the elderly and the shut-ins and the people who can't get around. If you go into the store, say, can I get you anything? You know, just be nice. It doesn't cost you anything to be nice, right? All right, everyone, have a terrific day. And don't forget to listen to George Bettinger today at 4 p.m. And Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Okay, big kiss. Bye-bye.